Rampets on base. Do we start in the 10th? Don't think we started in the Mishnah, right?
That's
who stopped. Yeah. Okay. Peros. Fruit. Shetorman. Now, you took off truma here. Achlo nigmar melachto. You took off truma from the fruit before they were completed. In other words, before you finished doing whatever you wanted to do to them. You took off truma nonetheless. You prematurely, I guess would be the right word. Rabbi Lezer osem milachom mehen. Arai, Rabbi Lezer forbids you to snack from them subsequently because taking of truma is what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Perish determined at Shlo Nigmar Malachdor. Fruit which was tithed before it was completed.
Okay.
Right? Rabbi Lezer Oser, Rabbi Lezer forbids. Bilecho Mehena, right? To eat from them, snack from them subsequently. Because the fact that he took a truma, the right, you know, fixes them. So you chayim and truma semaisers. The chachoim, I tell you, chachoim permit you to eat from them nonetheless. To continue to eat from them as a snack, with the exception of a basket of figs. A basket of figs, and the Gemara is going to say that not necessarily figs, but other things as well. We'll talk about it. In all those cases of a basket of fruit, so then the fact that you took off truma from it and it's in a basket, those two elements together combine to tell you that you can no longer snack from the fruit afterwards until you take off the rest of the miser. Great. If you had a basket of figs and you took truma off those figs, so Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says that it's permitted to continue to snack. And Chachomim, the same Chachom we had moments ago, say Osim, say it's forbidden, you may no longer snack on it until you took off truma, but until you take off the other gifts, the maestros. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Is it right to be in the Gemara? Man on Chayomim? What are we talking about? In other words, what is Machlokas concern? If we're talking about a basket full of figs, everybody agrees that it's also to partake. Once you took off trumas, it's also continue to partake of the basket until you take off the meister as well. If it's talking about bezesim al shemen, it's talking about where you have olives and you want to tell you took truma from the olives off oil. Or another on the eye, you took truma from wine, from grapes on wine, the real kol mutter. So in that case, I say, since wine and grapes very often, not necessarily, but very often are going to be processed to be made into grape juice or be made into olive oil. So that, what?
I don't have the shemen on the yain. Good.
So if that's the case, so divrei komuter, in that case, everybody would agree you could continue snacking them because it's possible that they're not totally completed yet. Ella, you have that?
Ella,
yeah. What's next? What do you have?
Ella Key.
Ella Key, go on. Key on Kayamin. Rather, what are we talking about? Bitmorim, we're talking about dates. Where's their machlokas? By dates, vuasi ledorsa migrogos. We intend to crush them into like little cakes. Or Vasi Ladoisha, on the same idea, are going to compact them. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, so far you with me? Truma Tavalosan, once you took off Truma, they're considered to be Tevel, meaning that you're no longer allowed to snack them. Kiperish Nimra Malachta. Because even though you intend to press them into big fig cakes or big date cakes, that's not integral. So therefore, it's considered that they're completely finished, and the complete finishing, plus the taking off of truma, makes them fixed and permanently, and you can no longer snack for them unless you take off truma sumaisris. Rabbanan argument, they say, a truma tovalosan, the fruit is not made fixed to be tevel, meaning to be considered untight, that you can no longer snack for them. Kepeir shlonim ramalachdan. Why? Because I assume that they're still considered to be fruit which is not complete. Why is it not complete? Because his intent was to continue on the process and press them, and that's considered to be a continuation of the process. Yeah. Okay? Now, the Gemara asked the question. Risho Ma'usha Yatbil. Do you have that? Right, Tabi Rav? What happens if you took off Ma'isa Rishon but not Truma? Are you now, before you continue to snack, are you required to take off the other tights? Or you can continue to snack without taking off the other tights? So it says the Gemara, what word do you have next?
Manan
Kayamin. What are we talking about? Eva Krishit Ismael Reach. If it's talking about where there was an actual smoothing of the pile, so Divriakol also, everybody agrees you can't continue to eat it until you take off all the tights altogether. If you took off the Maisa Rishon while the grain was still out in the field in the form of stalks, Divriakol Mutter. And everybody agrees that that's certainly not considered to be anywhere near completion, and you can snack afterwards. You don't have to take off trumas in order to snack. You just continue to snack as if you had not done anything. Ella, rather, Cain, this is the way to learn. What next word you learn? What do you have now? Hanakamin. And this is where we're talking about a case. Pitmorim, this is the case we're talking about. Pitmorim, we're talking about dates for all seal doors in which you intend to crush into a cake. The grogros, or by figs. Vasi Ladush, and you intend to crush them as well. Vishmam Truma Gadoila, in that case, if, as we mentioned in Mishnah, you set aside Truma Gadoila, set aside Truma from them, and then you decided not to press them. The next word is Va'avar, but Avar literally means to transgress an Avar, but here it's kind of a mistake. It doesn't mean anything, the word Va'avar here. And then Ivishman Rishon. Then you set aside Maiser Rishon from them. You set aside also Maiser Rishon. In Tema Mafreya Nitbalu. If you're going to say that retroactively, it's a little bit hard to explain what's going on here, but you had dates, and you wanted to use these dates, you wanted to keep these dates in order to make press cakes. Then you changed your mind. Okay? But in the meantime, before you changed your mind, you took off truma. So if the truma works, if now I consider retroactively that it became suitable for trumas and maisers, meaning they couldn't be snacked upon, from the time it was harvested, because my original intent to make it into pressed cakes was quashed, right? So then it's really not, there's no question that the maiser is going to make it fixed. The truma makes it fixed, because you already took off truma. Okay? So if the case where originally intended to cause press date cakes, and then he reneged on that intent and decided instead to leave it as is. Then of course the truma, which he takes off immediately, is going to be mechayev him to continue tithing. That can't be the case we're talking about. Can't be a case where the truma preceded the meiser in a more or less conventional way. Rather, it must be talking about like this: in Tamar Mikan. Still not satisfied with the way I explained it to you. I want to try and explain it better. Did you understand what I was saying?
You were saying that he took off trumas. Well, he's going to first. He decided to make cakes up. He decided
right.
not to.
Then he changed his mind. Took a truma, right.
And then you didn't say what he took off mice.
No, he didn't yet.
But
that's the point that was made. The taking off a mice after subsequently has no halachic, ramification. Because Ray took off truma,
yeah.
So what fixes it as being chayv in the other mata, in the other tithes? Yeah, but why can't he no longer snack on it? Because of the truma. The mice was not a factor. He took off truma, right? So that's the factor. So we want to isolate a case which the only factor when the question is the fact that he took off mice.
Then
took off truma, right? And the case I just gave you, the factor which qualifies it is the fact that he took off truma already. Am I making myself clear at all?
Well, now you're not. How do you take off my sword? I take off truma.
Improperly.
Oh.
It was bad. Wasn't supposed to do that.
It's just okay.
He did a bad thing. He took a miser for truma.
Backwards, in other words?
Yeah.
He took a miser and he took a truma?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, good.
That's our question. If he took a miser, did he take a truma? Now the more clarified, this is really, the Gemara's clarification is really unnecessary almost. But the more to say, because we already know it's a case of the miser or not truma, but the more nonetheless, kind of repetitiously, or redundantly is probably a better word, says that if he took off, if he intended originally to press it and then changed his mind and took off truma, so the truma is what makes it, of course, unsuitable to snack, right? So that's not the issue we're discussing, right? Rather, what issue are we discussing? Where do you have your finger now? What's the next word? Vin tamer mikanu ohabo nitpulu. This is the question. If you're going to say that it only changes its status from here on in. So what happens if he changes his mind after the array took off to truma? In that case, we say that now Rishon Ushu Toivel, and now can I say the truma's already worn on the bridge because the truma was taken when he had in mind actually to still press it. Now he changed his mind and decided he's not going to press it, but rather he's going to
leave it alone,
but he decided that after he took off the truma.
But then
he took off Meiser.
Okay.
Can you eat it now without? Can you continue snacking without taking off the other tithes?
What else did we search
for? Meiser Sheni. That's a worth question. Okay. Tanya, we learned. Halokeh, let's bring a proof. Halokeh, you with me still? Halokeh, Grogros. What?
You know,
Tanya. Okay, very often that happens, right? Lokea grogos. Some of you takes dates. He's a Talmud Chacham. He buys from Amar's dates. V'wasi l'doishon. And already the seller had in mind to make them into pressed cakes. Tamarim, I think that's figs, actually. Tamarim, figs, dates. V'wasi l'doishon. So also where the seller had in mind that they should be pressed into cakes. Also, lechol man arai. You now the buyer is not allowed to eat from them a snack. Umesakdon dmai, and he has to assume that maybe even the amar who sold them took of trumas amaisis from them, and therefore it's only dmai. It's not definitely chayim of trumas amaisis. This is all divrei Rameir. This is all Rameir opinion. The chacham, are you with me?
Yeah. The mind means it just they're not sure.
Right, but look at the next case. The Chachamim are saying, Chachamim say, Ochem and Arai. You can eat you can still snack for them, even though the seller Chachamim are Ochem and Arai can still snack for them. Because it's not considered to be a... In this case, let me make this clear, because Gemara doesn't make it clear till later. Rameir holds, if I sell you something, even if it's not a Gemar Malacha, if it's not fully done, I'm still...
When you say not fully done, does that mean not fully ripe?
The processes of
whatever
processing. Such sheer pressing cakes are not fully completed yet. So the mayor says that in this case, if I sell you something, even if it's not fully complete yet, I'm still chayav a truma some maisers. Me, you, both of us, and we can't snack anymore. Rameir holds it's only kovea if the in the case where mayor said fixes that you can't snack anymore. I just start repeating, Rameir. Let me repeat it once. I start repeating. Mayor says it's only koveh for trumas ha-maiser. It is only is a bad word to use, right, Mayor? Because he says it's koveh for trumas ha-maiser, and you're no longer allowed to snack, even if I sell you something which is not yet fully processed. The fact that it was sold.
Oh, when selling it was fixed.
Okay.
That's one of the things
it fixes. So therefore, the Amoritz himself might have taken off trumas ha-maiser.
Might have.
Now look at Rabbi Chachomi. Chachomi said no. Ochemen arrive. I'm talking about that. Rameir Chachomi holds the only time a sale actually makes it fixed, I can no longer snack, is if you sold Sa'ai the Amoret, sold you the Talmud Chacham, something which was completely finished already. All right? In other words, there was no intent to engage in any additional processes. Then in that case, in our case here, which we're discussing here, where it was sold prior to Gemara Melacha, prior to being completed, so Chachamim say you can still snack. There's no problem with snacking. And not only that, there is no problem snacking, the Amoritz knows you won't have any problem snacking, so he's not going to take off any tights at all. So therefore, Misaklan Vada, when you actually take off the Trumusumaisis, you take them off as if they're definitely Chayva Trumusumaisis. Okay? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hila, and Rabbi Lezer all said, B'shem Rabbi Chilfoy, all said, name Rabbi Chilfoy. Rabbi Yonam and Rabbi Yonah said, Ashkechun Ksiv Pinkasi Chilfoy, that we found it written in Chilfoy's notebooks. In the same case, where I sold you fruit which is not yet fully processed, Ochem and Arayu, the buyer, can eat from them as a snack, or Misaklan Demai. On the other end, however, when you come to rectify them, you only rectify them on the basis of a doubt, and it's a sophic, and it's only demai. So this is difficult. Not yet on a euro base. The kasha. It's difficult. How can there be a logical inconsistency? If you can eat from them, snack from them, then that means that the Amoritz would not have taken tithes of them, because he knows that there was no fixing, right? So misaknam vadai. In that case, you should have to be misakin vadai. Right? You should definitely assume that that's a problem. Vi misaknam tamai. If, on the other hand, you're saying that's tamai, because the Amoritz might have actually taken out the tithes. So then, yeah, Osir Lecho Man Arai. You should be Osir for you to eat from them temporarily, because meaning that it means that the Amoret may have taken off Truvus of Maestris because he realizes that he's no longer allowed to snack because there was a sale here. Since there was a sale here, so therefore you, in fact, should not be allowed to snack. So how could it be both? How could it be both to my? And you can continue to teach for that. That seems to be a paradox. So Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Hillel said, Oimer, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Hillel said, doesn't have Oimer. Ochem en Arai. You can eat from them off the cuff, on a snack, Mishun Darvish Lo Nigmar Amlachta, because it's not complete, because there was an intent to continue pressing them into the cakes. On the other hand, Misaknun Tamai, when you want to try and rectify this stuff, you only rectify it as a question mark, because the Amoritz all the time, we have to assume that he took off Trumas and Maestros. Why? Because the Amoritz, he thinks he's from. He just doesn't know the Halacha. So he's going to take off Trumas and Maestros because he knows he might take it home himself. So therefore, in order to be careful, he's going to take off Trumas and Maestros. So Afru Mafish Truma Mishar Rishar, he also takes Truma off right from the gift. Maybe actually he did take off Trumas and Maestros. Okay? What's the next word you have here?
I'm
Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer, it's going back on our Mishnah, where it said that... It said a basket of figs. Everybody agrees that once you put it in the basket, you're no longer allowed to snack from it. Our Mishnah is referring to any type of basket, not just the figs. Why did they mention figs? Because figs, a special chiddush here, because figs are almost never eaten fresh. They're almost always dried. So therefore, I might say that that when they're in the basket doesn't make them fixed to prevent snacking. Because they're not Gemar Melacha yet. Why are they not Gemar Melacha? Because invariably, what are they used for? For drying, right? So therefore, I might say they could still snack from them. That's why at the end of the mission it says that any basket of fruit you're no longer allowed to snack from. Tani, we learned. Rabbi Shim Mati Rakavachomer. Rabbi Shim permitted this from a Kavachomer. What's a Kavachomer? This is Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. He said that even a basket of fruit is exempt. Now, what's the kavachomer he made? He said, Right? There's a Kal Vachomer who said, we still haven't taken off neither Truma, nor either Meiser, Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. You're allowed to snack. At Omar Mutar, you say you're allowed to snack.
Right.
You haven't taken off anything yet.
Okay.
Here, B'shosh ain't allowed. What's the next with two words by you? Zikashlosha. Here we already took off one of the chiyuvim, right? You took off one of the responsibilities. What's that? You already set aside. Truma. Right, you took off Truma. Or Meiser, whatever the case may be. You took off whatever one of them. So here, if a time when you there all three are missing, you're still allowed to snack. Here, B'shosh ain't love Zikah Shlosha Meisers I have, when it no longer has three Meisers riding on it, Lokoshkein, it's not a Kal Vachomer that it's permissible. In other words, it's better. Now you took off one Truma, it certainly should be better. So it says the Gemara. Risha Mav Shiyat Pi'it Polosheni. What happens if you have you took up both took up Truma and Meiser Rishon? Can you continue to snack even though you haven't taken off Meiser Sheni? That's more kasha. Does the Rishon make the second one tevel? You're no longer allowed to snack. So it's more no. Umayim b'shoach sheyesh lo zikah shnei Meiseres when it has the responsibility of two Meiseres of Truma and Meiser at Omar Mutar. So you're still allowed to eat it as a snack. When you only have one Meiser you haven't yet taken off, you certainly are allowed to snack from it. Okay, so by snacking, it seems, according to this corner, at least, there are various different gradients. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Omer l'chaveiro. Do you have that case? Yeah, back in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Omer l'chaveiro, somebody says to his friend, "Halach iser zeh. Here is your this iser. It's sainly bo chamesh te'inim. I give you four at five te'inim." Okay, here's a coin. Give me four and five figs. Lo yochal atchiasid yirameir. So Rameir says, regardless, whenever you buy fruit, you're now no longer allowed to snack until you take maizers off of it. Rabbi Rameir ochal achas upotar. Rabbi Rameir says, even if you buying it, you're still allowed to snack. As long as you eat one by one. One by one is okay. If however you made a little combination of all of them, chayev, then you can no longer snack. Amar Rabbi said, Maisa b'ginas v'anim, this is an episode which happened with ginas v'anim, with the rose garden, but not the one in the right house, which was in Yerushalayim. V'yutz'enim n'tenenim koros misholosh v'arav b'isar. And he used to sell them for astronomical prices. They're very, very precious dates. Figs. The low efficient management might be them. Since people are just coming in buy one at a time, so it's like you couldn't afford to buy more than one at a time, they're constantly really snackers. So constantly snackers, they never had to take off Trumas and Meisers. Okay? Because they were always taking one at a time, they weren't making little piles of them. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lezer say, Ma pligin, what are they arguing about? Now, we're talking about in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, who argue about whether a sale is something which is not yet fully complete makes it already fixed for Trumas and Meisers or not. So what's their machlokas? Ma pligin? Says the Gemara, belokate v'nosin lo. We're talking about a case where you collect and where the guy who's selling it collects and gives it to you. Which he goes back into his garden or his vegetable patch, selects the fruit and gives it to you. Ava belokate le'echol, but a person himself gathers to eat, like you pick it, you know? Kol ha'mamodu. In that case, everybody agrees. Shu ochel achas v'achas potter. They can eat one by one and still be exempt. In other words, even our mayor holds that normally a purchase makes you chayim and trumas maisris. Here he holds that this purchase does not make you chayim and maisris. Why is that? Very interesting thing. Because since the condition of the sale was you pick it. So the sale takes place at one point while the stuff is still connected to the ground. A sale on something which is connected to the ground does not make it fixed for trumas and maisris and to forbid snacking. No, it's more than that, because the sale is a din de rabbanan.
Oh, okay.
That people might get confused between when something is definitively chayim and trumas and maisris or not. So they said anything within a container is chayim and trumas and maisris, right? What?
Right.
What?
Yeah, okay.
But the thing is like this, that that's only a case where people might make a mistake, something which is not connected to the ground. So it's connected to the ground, people are not going to make mistakes. So Rabbana didn't make a decree against that. So like this, what it means here is that when I tell you collect the stuff which is connected to the ground still, nobody's going to think that you're not taking off Meiser because it's exempt from Meiser. People are going to think you're not taking off Meiser because it's connected to the ground.
Right.
There's no sale on something connected to the ground, meaning in the sense that it's not Chayav Trumas and Meisers yet. So what's going to be the problem? So therefore, when a guy goes in, if I go to a U Picket farm, so then in that case, when I go into Picket, it's really as if I'm farming the land. And just so when I'm farming the land, it's not chayim truma samais until it's severed, and nobody holds it that takonet rabban of any sort to be mechayim. So to here, it's not chayim truma samais until it's severed. Okay? When they made this takonet rabbanon, that this case over here is also because it looks like you're becoming chayim truma samais. It's only when you're getting it from the seller who himself has collected it. But where you yourself are going to the field and collecting it, so then we're never going to be mechayim and trumas and maisers. Am I making myself clear at all?
Yeah, I mean, if it's still connected, there's no question about whether it's the same
thing. Right, so if I tell you go down and collect, it says it's collected. Right. Right, then you have to be cautious and you have to err on the side of caution. Okay. Let me just get another cup of coffee before we go on. Okay. You have Rabbi Hila?
Oh, the
water book. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar Shem said, Hashem Shem Chaluk and Khan, just like they disagree here about whether a sale is considered to be a sale prior to the complete preparation, bar snacking or not. So to the Avasir Machlokas, which is not directly related at all, but Avasir Machlokas, when grain enters into a courtyard where it can be safe kept. Rabbi Yochan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochan's name Rabbi Yanai, Mekach, a sale, Chotzer, entering in a courtyard, the Shabbos, and the advent of Shabbos, ain't on Torah, they ban snacking, but not meat or rice, only the Rabbana. Rabbi Yanashir and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hamar? Hamachluvar Mikulan, the clearest of all these, meaning there's one of these which is even the Raisa. Zuchotzer Beis Shmira, where it goes in a courtyard, which is protected, that courtyard makes it even a Chayiv the Raisa.
If I actually understood all this and I read this from myself, I really wouldn't understand the meaning because it's different than necessarily. What is so many versions?
What's what?
Why is so many versions? Are they edited?
Yeah. It's not poorly edited as opposed to the Bavli, which is very much more or less standardized. The Shammai is never really finally edited. It wasn't redacted like the Bavli was. Persecutions.
What?
Persecutions.
Oh.
What do you have? Where are you?
$112.
Right? It's okay. I'll go to where you are.
What?
I'll go to where you are. Read me again where you are.
So if you buy,
spell the word.
It's butter. It's shivu butter. Smali.
Okay, you're ahead of me, actually.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Okay, do you have Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan? About line above that?
Yeah.
You do have that? Okay, the word before that's not Chevraya? It's before b'shem Rabbi
Yochanan.
Okay, Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, it said. The people in the base matter. Said name Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you with me now? Kach Yomesh Rabbi Yehuda Sreb Meir. Now, this is the way Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Meir. In other words, we have the same machlokas, whether by chotzer. Of course, not according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds the chotzer makes it chayv da raisa. You're not allowed to snack even me the raisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chotzer is a similar machlokas to over here. And the question is whether you're no longer allowed to snack with Rabbanan or not. Now, Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kachi b'meishu Rabbi Yehuda Sreb Meir, they said this is what Rabbi Yehuda would say to Rabbi Meir. Listen, a sale before complete processing can't forbid snacking for me on it. I bring you circumstantial evidence to that. Iyata moide, do you not concede to me? Are you with me still?
No.
What? What's your next word? Yet more than low, same idea, right?
Okay.
Don't you concede, but no sin leave no.
Yeah.
If you give to your son, true potter, meaning the harvester gives the stuff to his son. A gift should be like a sale, yet it's not. So, Mali, I like if no sin leave no. What difference does it make if I gather up and give it to my son? Malia malo locate for nosen lachar, gather up and give it to somebody else. The bottom line is a sale prior to formal completion of the fruit is not going to be a chayiv in trumas u'maisras. Says the Gemara. Well, actually, before the Gemara goes into this, I should tell you that Reb Meir would respond that he doesn't hold a gift as like a sale. Well, it's true, a gift by somebody which is not fully complete yet is not going to be forbid snacking. But a sale might. Okay? Rabbi Yudan asked, Ma chomis meymar belokid v'nosilo. This is going back to what we said before. What did you see? Ma chomis means, what did you see? Meymar to say, belokid, they were talking about lokid v'nosilo, specifically a case. Where does Rabbi Meir say the Yerchayiv and Trumas and Maisras when you acquire it? Where the guy gives it to you. In other words, the seller collected it and gave it to you. Oh, Neymar Beloki Vocha, maybe, unlike we said previously, even if the buyer comes and collects in the seller's field, according to Rabbi Meir, it's still going to be Chayiv and Trumas and Maisras, the buyer. Why is that? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Mona said, no, it can't be. Lace can't be located for Ochel. Can't be talking about a case where the buyer goes down to the field and collects himself. You know why it can't be? It'll be located no, so it must be talking about a case where the seller gives him the fruit. How do we know that? Amazing proof. Minadov. From the following statement in the Mishnah. Are you with me still? Ginas Vradim. It says a rose garden. It says that they used to give them what? They used to sell stuff in the rose garden, right? Would they let people into the rose garden? Yeah. Even today, they don't let people in the Rose Garden, right? Unless you have special security passes, right? Right. So it has to be given to them outside the Rose Garden. That's right. Islach Ginas Brady Belokid Vochel. Do you have a a case where they're going to let the buyers go down into the Rose Garden and play you pick it themselves? Can't be, right? Of Hocha so to hit El Belokid Vnosinlo. Mishnah wants to talk about a case where you collect it, the seller, and you give it to him. Do Amar, Afacha Belogim Nosilo, so sold to all cases, or where we have Machlokes Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda, are where the seller collects it and gives it to the buyer. Do Amar Lay, why don't I let a guy into a Rose Garden? Because I said to him, in At Olil Tamil, in At Olil, if you used to go in, At Makalkel Chavradai, you're going to ruin my roses, right? So says the Gemara, Mastisa Pligo Adad Rabbi Mona. That which you assume that our mission is talking about a rose garden, and therefore it's talking about a case where the seller extends the fruit out to the buyer, that argues on Rabbi Mona's statement. The Tani, we learned to the Brisa, Karmani Moicher. If I sell you, you're going to sell you a vineyard. Avo Pishem Bok Funim. Even though there are no vines in it. I raise them up, or it's a valid sale. Shalom Machalo Elashmo. Sometimes a rose garden is not a rose garden. It's called a rose garden. Just like sometimes, as we see here, a vineyard is not a vineyard, it's called a vineyard. What? That's what it says here. If I say I undertake to sell you a vineyard, I can even sell you a vineyard without trees as long as it's called a vineyard by people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so to our Mishnah, where it says, so a rose garden doesn't mean it's necessarily really a rose garden. Maybe people did have access to it. So maybe I was just trying to tell you about a case where you did say to a guy, come in and take it yourself. You might, maybe even that case, our mayor says, that you're chayim and truma sumaisis from the moment that permission is granted. So again, along these lines, pardesani modulcha, if I say I'm going to sell you an orchard, avo pishem bohonos, even though the orchard has no trees, I raise the mochad about sale. Raish lo mochad lo elashmo. All you sell is the name, no more than that. Okay?
Sure.
What's the matter?
He's saying if you're going to buy 10 things for an hour.
Getting back to our Mishnah, we want to put that Mishnah story about a case where the seller brings the stuff out to the buyer, because it's talking about a rose garden. No, you're right, that deprives us of our proof. That's exactly the point. So maybe it's not talking about a rose garden just by name and not by, you know, any actual substance. So therefore it's possible to say that even though there's a mayor in a case where the buyer is coming in and collecting himself, even in that case Rabbi Yehuda holds that the buyer is chayav.
Right,
and we don't know.
Right. So they're saying, depending on what it is, that's what you know.
That's right. Okay. Halachadav. Aron el Chaver, Savi says to his friend. Take this coin. Let's retain him for the 10 figs. Sheevorli, which I will choose for myself from your pile. So borer v'ochel, you can eat one by one without taking of trumas sumaisis, because that's called snacking. Ube'eshkol, if he's buying a cluster of grapes, sheevorli. When he says, I'm going to give you my whatever cluster I choose. Borer v'ochel, I'm sorry, megalger v'ochel, he takes each seed off the tree and eats it separately.
The beans work the same.
Yeah, also the same idea, you have to take it separately. Berimon, shoverly, if a... pomegranate, which I'm going to choose for myself. So porate v'ochel, he takes seed by seed and eats and is still exempt from Truma's rice when he's snacking. Bavatiach melon sho'overli, So Vesvachal also can cut into small pieces and eat it without Trumas or Maisers, or as a snack. Aval im Amar, but if he said, Imala lo vesrim tenim elu, take this Isser. For these specific dates or figs, Vishnayish closer, these specific clusters of grapes, Vishnayironim elu, for these specific clusters of pomegranates, Vishnay avatichim elu, in these two melons. Ochel kedarko upotter. In all these cases, the buyer can eat normally and be exempt from Trumas u'Maisers, even though he just bought it. Why is that? Because all these cases are talking about Inesha Karabim Chubal Karka. Feeding the 20 dates, the 20 figs, and so on and so forth, right, with a set number. So in that case, he's considered to be exempt. Why? Inesha Karabim Chubal Karka, because he acquired them when they were still connected to the ground. But it's the only time buying or acquiring Exuchayev in Trumas u'Maisers to the point that you're no longer allowed to snack, is if you bought the stuff when it's severed from the ground. But if it's still connected to the ground, then you will cleave in Trumas u'Maisers. Okay, so far so good?
Yeah.
In other words, you cleave in Trumas u'Maisers, you're not allowed to snack anymore. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Sharon B'Yochan said, we got... Oh, you might not have this whole thing. What do you have first in the Gemara?
Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Rabbi
Yochanan said, Megargar achas v'achas v'ochel. You said take one by one and eat them. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Vava, don't make piles. That's bad. Piles are like mini miruachs, right? Amar Chiya Bar Vava, chenei or Rabbi Ovid, Rabbi Yudan has to do the same thing. Time Shem Yossi, sir, name Rabbi Yossi. An interesting halacha, nothing to do with Trumas u'Maisers, but it has to do with Choshen Mishpat, with monetary halachas. Avatiach a melon, shesafas v'afilu koshu, that you ate even a little bit of it, kano kula, kano, you acquire it. In other words, you eat it, you buy it. Okay? Or you cut it, you chop it a little bit to check it, you buy it, it's yours. Abioni boy, aparim, okay, Abioni asked, I think it's actually a statement. He said it's also true by pomegranate. In other words, even though there's separate clusters and kernels inside, nonetheless, he eat one of them, then you have to pay for the entire one. Okay? So let's go back to Mishnah. Mishnah halacha dalei. Asolas hapoel. Do you have that?
Yeah.
You hire a worker. I'm going to ask Likta Timovitanim to dry figs with you. The worker says, I want to eat figs while I'm drying them. Ochel him, eat the figs, the potter doesn't have to take off Trumas u'Maisers from them. Amanash Shochan Yuvni, the worker says let me express it, he's potter from taking off any Trumas u'Maisers. Now, Amanash Shochan Yuvni, he says that on the condition that I get to eat, Oshiocha b'ni v'schari, or that my son should. I'm not sure if they're the same case. One second. Okay, got it now. I'm not Shiocha anivni. On the condition I'm going to eat. I and my child. Oh, Shiocha Benivis Bischori. My son will eat as part of his allowance, so to speak. Who Ochel Upotter, then the owner eats and is exempt. Uvno Ochel Vachaya, and the. One second. I'm confused.
The more you buy, the cheaper it is.
Let me start the Mishnah over again. Because I messed up here. Do you have the place now? So is a poil?
What?
Yeah. You hire a worker. Oh, okay. You hire a worker. I'm not asking someone to work with you on drying figs. Amalo, so he says, the worker says, I'm not shochetanim. I want to eat figs while I'm working. Ochlepote, so he can eat and be exempt. I'm not shochetanim. I want to eat figs, but my kid also. Or shochem nevischila, my kid eat instead of me. Who ochlepote? He can eat and is exempt. Ubno, but his son, ochel v'chayov. He's ochel, but he has to take off maizos. Why is that? So the Gemara was going to clarify. The Gemara is going to clarify. There's a special Torah dispensation for a worker who has a job contracting by an owner that he can eat as long as much as he wants whenever he wants when he's out in the field. You aware of that? That's called similar to an ox. Right. That extends to himself, but not to his son. So he said, I want my son to eat instead of me. So then he's chayv to tithe. Because it's not on his, when it's like his, because he's allowed to eat, so he doesn't have to tithe it. But when he transfers ownership to son, it's like a sale. It's like a sale. It's mechayv in trumas and maizos. Okay? Again, he eats an exempt, ubno ochel v'chayv, his son eats in his chayv. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're saying even a gift is...
According to this author, according to the author of this mission, which I think is very
clear.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure of Shas Ktsia. What the worker says, I want to eat both at the time that we're drying, V'achar Ktsia, and after we finish drying. B'Shas Ktsia, at the time of the drying, Ochel Potter, he eats in his exemption of Semisis. Because, of course, obviously, that it's his. So therefore, he's dispensed. There's no purchase there, and therefore, he's exempt. However, b'shas k'tziyah ochel poter, u'lachar k'tziyah ochel chayiv. After k'tziyah is over, so that he no longer has the right, he eats and is chayiv. Shein ochel yotar, because that boy doesn't eat midoraisa. Zaklal, this is general principle. Anytime the worker has the right to eat minatora, he is potter. He's exempt from the rigorous requirements of trumas and maizros, and he can snack without taking off trumas and maizros. In a case where the Torah does not permit him to have the ownership, so then because he's not working at the right stage where the Torah granted the worker rights, so then if he gives it over to somebody else, it's like a sale, and that's why he's chayev. Okay, in chayev meaning that he has to have tekel trum smais, is no longer allowed to snack. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Normally the mitzvah of manas.
Where are we?
Yeah, I understand. Lama lila misne. Get right off here. Lama lila misne. Lamali misli amanas. Why are we talking about a case where the worker said, I want to eat? Afishlo amanas. Even if he didn't say, I want to eat, then on the condition I eat, he gets it. It's his right, midaraisa. It's his rights, right? Rabbi Yovin B'Shem, Rabbi Shir Shammai said, L'chein tzirich, we need the following case. Afilu omar lo amanas. Even if the worker was an idiot. Worker was an idiot. He said, oh, I want to eat. The Torah allows him to eat, but he says, I want to eat. He makes sure to say that. On the condition I get to eat. We tell him, Rabbi, the Torah allows you. He says, no. No funny business, no Torah here. I want you to know that I'm going to eat. So then it looks like a sale. Because he's tried to make it into a contract. Nonetheless, he's examined Trumus and Isis. Okay? Tama Tininon, we learned over there. Hoya Osa Biyoda. What if a person is working with hands? Have a low Baragla, but not with his feet. Baragla Lo Biyoda is working with his feet, not with his hands. So there it says, Afilu Ksefo, even if it's wearing the shoulders. You have Afilu Ksefo? Areza ocho, he's allowed to eat. Betani kain, what?
I got a filu.
That's the next line here.
Oh, Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, well, 1 minute. Avatani came beyond of okay. We learned like this in another in a brisa. Beyond of ogate. In his hands he ties. One second. Yeah, similar idea. I don't know. You probably don't have a soul brisa. The tani came beyond the ogade, where he can eat when he's using his hands because he's using his hands to bundle. Bravo masmi eat when he uses his feet because he uses his feet to support some sort of building which is collapsing. I feel safe for him is carrying something on his back toe, and as long as he's working, I guess. Yeah, as long as he's working, he gets the eats. Okay? Whatever he's doing, whether he's working with his hands and tying with his feet and supporting, or he's supporting some, I don't know why I translate the way I translate it, probably because I'm half asleep. But the Kavanaki says, Masmich means that he gathers fruit together with his feet. He uses his feet in the service of the owner. But I feel even his cold, he's on his shoulders, that's enough to get him to eat whatever's out in the fields. My time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic, Rabbi Yossi? He says in all these cases you can't eat unless you're using all both hands and feet. Kedaish, he's learned it's like an ox who's threshing. Madaish miuchat shorosu biyadav raglav, just like an ox who threshes, uses his hands and feet. Avkodav shorosu biyadav raglav, so too if a human being wants to eat, he's got to use his hands and feet in the work. Otherwise, he's not given the Torah's license to go eat at will. Okay? That's what it says here. Rabbi Yossi held that way. Tanya, we learned the Raisa. Daish, threshing, done by the ox. And we say, Lo sachsum shorbedisha, the ox may not be muzzled. Ma daish miucha, just like the threshing is unique, shubatolish, that it's done when the grain is already severed from the ground. Avko shubatolish, so to any time the grain is severed from the ground, or whatever it is. Yotza menakish b'shumim, as opposed to somebody who's hoeing or weeding by garlic, uptsoim, or by onions, by mesamech, or somebody who's creating support beams, big finding for grapevines, va'oder, v'amakashkish, or somebody who's hoeing or covering seeds, tachzazesim, underneath, for lift wood. Nonetheless, all these people cannot snack while they're working. Is not essential to their job. Tanya, we learned daish ma daish miyuchu kain. It's also and it's not served from the ground, so it's still connected to the ground. Tanya learned to the brisa ma daish ma daish miyuchu shiglu min aretz. Also, to when does the worker have the right to eat? Only when he's dealing with something which grows in the ground. I've called that shiglu min aretz, anything which grows in the ground. Yotza acholi, as opposed to somebody who's milking, v'amagabi, making cheese, v'amachabitz, or skimming the cream off milk. In all those cases, the workers are not allowed to eat unless they have the express permission of the owner. Tanya, we also learn daish, like threshing. Ma daish miucha dovish lo nimra malachto, just like threshing is not yet completed, because there are other steps afterwards. I've called our shalotzom yotzom and lo nimra malachto. So to in order for the ALT, it has to be something where the process is not yet complete. Yotza boidu b'tzmorim, this excludes somebody who's separating dates. But five brokers are separating figs. Yain mishik, for somebody separating wine from its frost, which is no good. Its head, so good. Hashem sharluk, for somebody who's dealing with oil after already went down into the presses barrels. In all these cases, it's after the time of Malacha. It's at a time when it's fully, completely formed. This is just perhaps something which has to how to distribute it. So then this doesn't exempt from Trumas or Maisers. Tani, we learned also, Madayish. Madayish miuchlo bazikas maisros. What can a worker eat? Only something where it isn't yet susceptible to miser. Just like threshes before it's susceptible to miser because it's before miruach. I've called the Rosh Lobo as the day Zikos Meisus, claiming someone which is not yet susceptible to Meiser. Yotza, this excludes Halosh, somebody who's kneading, a worker who's kneading, who works in a bakery. He's kneading, kneading the dough from a kati, if it pats it into forms. Vof and bakers, they all, since it's after there's a chiva Meiser ready, so they cannot say that they're exempt from paying Meiser and so on and so forth. That they're exempt from no, they cannot demand food on the job. That's what I meant to say. They can't demand food on the job. Okay, Tana, we learned kitova b'kamas reicha, when you come into your friend's standing grain. Yochav b'shar called them b'kosum dabra. It says they're allowed to eat. It's talking about anybody. I can go to my friend's grain and eat it tomorrow. It's content. Can't be. Talmud Lomar says, you're not allowed to lift up an axe against your friend's produce, right? You don't have the apostle, do you?
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay, so the thing is, the bottom line is, who does have the right to eat? In close juxtaposition, there somebody who has the authority to swing next to the property. Vezuzepoyel, who is that? A worker. Nobody else has the right to eat. Even it is talking about any other person. Anybody can go and eat from this. Can go and eat from this. From this field. However, mato meruchemish l'tani. What does it mean? You shouldn't lift up an axe. Mikan she'ein reshus le'achol b'shas hanoga anofas mago. It means you're only allowed to eat when everybody else is when the owner is harvesting. It's an interesting thing. Rishon Ben Yehuda is a very interesting sheet. He holds that everybody's allowed to go down when the owner is harvesting and happy. He wants everybody able to come in, so not just the worker can eat, everybody can eat at that time. We don't pass like Rishon Ben Yehuda in this case. All right, you know what? Let's stop here for tonight because this starts a. No new thing, or a little bit of a new thing over here already. We'll start to leave this for Tanya. We did two blah tonight. We'll still leave Tanya for tomorrow night.
Okay. We didn't finish the mission.
What?
We didn't finish the mission.
We
have one more piece.
Yeah, we have one more piece. Okay. All right.